poll, nearly half of Gazans ready to leave with Israel's help as support for Hamas plummets. By Joshua Klein on May 7, 2025. A Ramallah-based poll found that 49% of Gazans would apply to Israel for help emigrating, highlighting growing disillusionment inside the terror-run enclave. The survey, conducted in early May and released by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, PCPSR, on Tuesday, comes as Israel resumes military operations to root out Hamas and free remaining hostages. Israel remains at war with the Islamic terror group following the October 7, 2023, massacre, the deadliest attack in its history, when thousands of terrorists stormed the border, murdering civilians at a music festival and in nearby towns, committing mass rape, torture, executions, and abductions. The new data reveals that only 23% of Gazans believe Hamas will win the war, while more now expect an Israeli victory or a draw. For the first time since October 7, more Gazans now place their bets on Israel over Hamas to win the war. Despite this, 64% of Gazans still oppose Hamas disarming, and a majority don't believe the war would end even if Hamas surrenders or frees all hostages. A staggering 87% also deny Hamas committed atrocities on October 7, despite overwhelming video evidence, revealing how deep propaganda still runs in the region. Nearly half of Gazans also support recent anti-Hamas protests, though many suspect they were influenced by outside forces. In contrast, Palestinians residing in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, remain largely loyal to Hamas, with 85% opposing its disarmament. The PCPSR poll, funded by Western sources, surveyed 1,270 Palestinians with a margin of error of 3.5%. The matter comes as momentum builds behind President Trump's initiative to transform Gaza's coastline into a thriving economic hub, offering relocation opportunities to residents seeking a better future. In February, President Trump publicly unveiled his Gaza vision alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, proposing a major shift in U.S. policy, resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the Strip as a center of prosperity and stability. Following Trump's lead, Israel announced the formation of a new department under Defense Minister Israel Katz to oversee the voluntary relocation program. The plan aligns with the president's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. "I welcome President Trump's bold initiative," Katz said, describing it as an opportunity for Gazans to seek new lives while ensuring Israel's security. According to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's renewed ground offensive aims in part to facilitate the emigration effort, with Hamas refusing compromise in ongoing hostage negotiations. Breitbart News previously reported that President Trump's Gaza resettlement plan enjoys strong support among civilians. The Center for Peace Communications found that many Gazans are eager for the opportunity to escape the war zone and start fresh abroad. For American interests, a Gaza outflow could reduce military tensions, diminish Hamas's grip, and shift humanitarian responsibilities onto willing Arab states and allies, while paving the way for deeper regional cooperation. Last month, during a joint appearance with Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump reaffirmed his vision of Gaza becoming a freedom zone, free from Hamas and bloodshed. "If you take the people, the Palestinians, and move them around to different countries, and you have plenty of countries that will do that, you really have a freedom zone, a free zone where people aren't going to be killed every day," Trump said, noting that the region had for too long been associated with killing and Hamas and problems. Netanyahu echoed Trump's sentiment, saying, "What the president is talking about is, to give people a choice. Gazans were closed in. People could leave, in other war zones. What is wrong with giving people a choice?" Meanwhile, a senior Israeli official revealed that multiple countries have now expressed interest in accepting Gazan emigrants, noting that serious progress is underway toward implementing President Trump's relocation initiative. Last week, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, aligning with President Trump's vision to redevelop the troubled coastal territory, encouraged Gaza's voluntary emigration as the most moral and humane thing to do. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.